This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The worldwide death toll from COVID-19 is pacing toward 212,000 with more than 3 million confirmed infections. In the United States, nearly 57,000 people have died from it and more than a million people have been infected. The White House has released new guidelines aimed at answering criticism that America's coronavirus testing has been too slow, and President Trump is trying to pivot toward a focus on reopening the nation. The new testing targets would ensure states had enough COVID-19 tests available to sample at least 2.6% of their populations each month, a figure already met by a majority of the states. Areas that have been harder hit by the virus would be able to test a double that rate or higher. Still, there are doubts from public health experts that the White House's new testing targets are sufficient. Restaurants opened up to dine-in patrons in at least three states on Monday, and the governor of Texas followed movie theaters, or I should say allowed movie theaters, malls, and eateries to start letting customers trickle in and their establishment later this week. Across the country, a never-changing patchwork of loosening stay-home orders and business restrictions did, in fact, take shape. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson returned to work Monday after recovering from the coronavirus and insisted that it's too early to relax the lockdown. Johnson arrived back in Downing Street Sunday to an enormous challenge in front of him. The UK's death toll is well over 20,000 and rising. The economy is facing possibly the deepest recession in three centuries, and his party and scientific advisors are divided over home and how and when to begin easing restrictions. And a big test at hand is reaching a target of 100,000 tests a day. This is VOA News. The U.S. Congress is moving ahead on a new coronavirus relief package, but a deepening partisan divide and uncertain scheduling could halt the federal response. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it might be time to consider a guaranteed income for Americans and insists the next bill must provide aid to state and local governments to pay police and fire and other frontline heroes. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell counters that his priority is to shield business owners from onerous laws. The leaders announced Congress will return May 4th, but some lawmakers are being warned full operations may not be able to resume for a year. It is still unclear whether something has happened to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, whose prolonged absence from the public eye amid rumors of ill health has sent the outside world scrambling for information. While there is every reason to closely monitor Kim's health, it's highly unlikely that anything will be confirmed until North Korea makes it official. Gathering intelligence on perhaps the world's most secretive, suspicious, and difficult-to-read country is no easy task. And there's probably nothing North Korea guards more closely than the details of Kim's health, which experts say would only be shared among a handful of members of the top elite. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is already working with a team to plan for his transition in preparation for winning the White House in November. He told this to donors during a virtual fundraiser event Monday night. Biden said he has been meeting with the former Delaware Senator Ted Kaufman. It's his longtime top aide who was appointed to fill Biden's Senate seat when he was elected vice president to discuss his transition plans. And Kaufman worked on former President Barack Obama's transition team in 2008, and he also helped author legislation formalizing the presidential transition process. A Brazilian Supreme Court judge on Monday ordered an investigation into accusations by an ex-justice and security minister, Sergio Moro, that President Jair Bolsonaro sought to interfere with police investigations. In his decision obtained by AFP, judge gave the federal police 60 days to question Moro about his explosive allegations. The findings could result in either a request for a political trial against Bolsonaro or an indictment against Moro for a false testimony. Moro, a former anti-corruption judge, resigned on Friday after clashing with Bolsonaro over the sacking of the federal police chief there. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, mama.
Hello again, my African Beat listeners from across the continent and across the world. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the continent will be knocking on your doors, so relax, and let's go on a trip around Africa on disc. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling as we start from Ghana with Samini in My Own. And right after that, Lose Your Face by Raheem the Wizard and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone and Chesa Namimi by The Bless. But My Own is coming up right now by Samini from Ghana.
I take my heart, baby, carry go. If you leave me, baby, I go die. Ne tun ne sun ne sisi kete kete. O camera footage china no ye risi risi. Ni si mojira smile si risi risi. Open it once a minute, no chili chili. For two. Me double now with all me tibet. My own. That time of the chase, I'm then no money day. My own. See my heart back, push it up at the grind for my king. My own. Like the air, I the feel I'm for everywhere I day. My own. See the money, baby, come chop them for me. Ne tun ne sun ne sisi kete kete. Camera footage clean, I know you're risi risi. Nisi mojire smile, si risi risi. Open it once a minute, no chili chili.
Tell the chichi man them say when we slam we don't want no problem. Shake it, buddy. Shake it. shake your body. When you salute, Papa Boy.
Chesanami by The Blessed, and right before that, Lucy Face by Raheem the Wizard, and Daddy Rhymes of Sierra Leone, and My Own by Samini of Ghana. The African beat on The Voice of America.
Remember, every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat. And this is the sounds of Africa.
African beats.
Well, now it's music time. Let's flow with Onfe Komsa, the sound of Adele Clarice from Cameroon. And right after that, Dance by Askante Fatim of La Guinée. But it's Onfe Komsa right now by Adele Clarice from Cameroon. Let's take these messages now, which says, "Hello, Mr. David Vandy. You are such a wonder unto many. What a surprise. I am enjoying your African beats, the African Vibration program. Thank you so much for having time to send me an email." Well, this one is coming from Solomon Tesama of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. Thank you very much, Solomon, for writing back. And you say you love the African beat and you are riding the African beat. Well, that is so great, and something good is coming out for you. Another message here says, "The big drum only sounds well from afar. Listening to you live all the way from Ghana, Akwapem Mountains. African beats, you do it best. More fire to the beat." And this one is coming from Maxter Mex out there in Ghana from the Akwapem Mountains. Thank you so much, and let the music roll. By Askante Fatim of Guinea and Omfe Komsa by Adele Clarice of Cameroon. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America.
Love it. tell her we to Zulu Mumba. Kanuva Zue Baba. Tell her we to Zulu Mumba.
Judah featuring Samini of Ghana, and before that Abeleba by Kubazi, the young Liberian sensation. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and we play you music from across the continent. So stay tuned, I'll be right back with more music.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African Beats on the Voice of America. with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. More music from the station. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone gives us Why We Not For Cry. And right after that, Danko by Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon. And Go Down, the sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania. But we play this one now, Why We Not For Cry. Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone.
Voting. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Mami na kushuka,
tupendane forever mpaka kufa.
Usiku nikipita Twitter, mami nakukuta Twitter. Nikisema nikucheki Insta, nakuta usha posti picha. Pesa zisikupe uchizi, kiburi na kutudharau. Wale tulokupa shavu, sasa unatusahau.
Sound of Chega and Temba from Tanzania, and before that, Danko Yusundu of Senegal featuring Akon, and Why We Not For Cry by Rasta Sax from Sierra Leone. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van here in Washington.
African Beats.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to the African Beat, the hottest African music show on the Voice of America with David Van.
You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. We broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 0905 and 2005 UTC, and at 0905 on Saturdays and Sundays, we bring you live music from South Sudan.
Oh my God, I am classy sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on the Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound.
Africa is my home.
We take some messages now. This one says, hi, David Vandy on The Voice of America. My name is Rabo Jiraiye in Nigeria. I really love the African beat. And can you please play a nice piece of music for all those who are listening to African beat right now? Well, thank you very much, Rabo, and I'll do just that. And another message here from Yuma E. James in Freetown, Sierra Leone. And he says, hi, David. Many greetings from Wonder Record Studio in Freetown, Sierra Leone. Well, to all of you guys in Wonder Record Studio, I salute you. And now let the music roll. Come We Stay is a beautiful piece by Blanche Bailey from Cameroon. And right after that, Win by JR of Sierra Leone. And we bring you this quote that was sent to us by one of our great guys in Ghana, and that is Eugene, Rapping Drums by Flo Kingstone in Ghana. Yes, Rapping Drums, beautiful music. But let's take Come We Stay right now by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon.
Come go see my papa. lot of spell love, but I know a lot of people still don't get me. I don't know why. Can't say I don't wanna know, but if you gon' take it to your grave, hurry up and die. Protected by an invisible cloth, and God is my only tailor. You only gonna go against him if you wish him me nothing but failure. All I do is win.
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 All I do is win,
win, win. All I do is win. All I do is win, win, win.
Uh-huh. They say every man for himself, but I choose to watch your back. A soldier at heart, so we all the same, whether white or black. Lean out your hearts, I'm reaching out to you, all my African people. Love is your weapon, I promise you that you will fear no evil. All I do is win.
All I do is win, win, win.
All I do is win. Reply when they ask me about all of my achievements. I say, hold your head high, pray to the sky, cause when you believe it, that's when you win.
Flocking Stone of Ghana, and before that, Win by JR of Sierra Leone, and Can We Stay by Blanche Bailey of Cameroon. This is the African beat on a Voice of America. Beautiful music from the continent. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.